with blessings, everyone.
If you can kneel, please do so. We're going to pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we trust you, we love you, and we need you. Thank you for answering our prayers throughout this week and throughout our lifetimes. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us from unrighteousness and blessing us with the latter rain and everything that we need to glorify you. Thank you for healing us physically, spiritually, and financially. Thank you for answering the prayers that are on the prayer list, especially those that are in need of work, and especially those that are in need of Jesus, especially. We thank you for bridling my tongue and any tongue that may speak, so that you are the only one being glorified. And thank you for changing the showbread today and blessing us with a good Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Any good there, Josh?
No.
We'll go back to normal starter. For some reason, Joshua's laptop can't get in the audio chat. Need for him to be able to get in there because he's going to the West Coast next week. And it's nice to be able to have him in there. I don't know if I mentioned last week, we were praying for Kelsey in regards to the possibility of malaria and a storm, a super typhoon, they were calling it, bearing down on her. And we prayed as a church family, all of us here, and online and offline. From what I understand, last I heard, she does not have malaria, and the storm shifted to the north. Totally missed their area. So praise the Lord for answered prayer. Okay, we are in Ministry of Healing, new chapter, chapter 12. Yep, thank you, dear. Assuming Lee did that. Nope. So thank you, whoever put that up on the screen. The first paragraph here deals with help for the unemployed and the homeless. And we have some that are unemployed on our prayer list as we speak. And they come to the point where we have to help them. That's perfectly okay. That's what our duty is to do. So for those of you that are unemployed and you're being tempted to worry, don't you dare. Trust in your Heavenly Father. Okay. And for those of you on the radio, it's Ministry of Healing, chapter 12, page 183. And this is a chapter that talks about help for the unemployed and the homeless, and that's what this first little paragraphs about. All right. There are large-hearted men and women who are anxiously considering the condition of the poor and what means can be found for their relief, how the unemployed and the homeless can be helped to secure the common blessings of God's providence and to live the life He intended man to live is a question to which many are earnestly endeavoring to find an answer. But there are not many, even among educators and statesmen, who comprehend the causes that underlie the present state of society. Those who hold the reins of government are unable to solve the problem of poverty, pauperism, and increasing crime. They are struggling in vain to place business operations on a more secure basis. In other words, they got their priorities mixed up. One of the main reasons for crime, of course, out there is because people can't get work. They're going to, and they don't trust God. So they go into a life of crime. That's, even look, the main thing, of course, look at the prostitution. They think they're forced into it. They think they have no other choice. They're convincing themselves that the only way to take care of their children or to take care of themselves is to prostitute themselves. And there's always a better way. Getting back, she says, if men would give more heed to the teaching of God's word, they would find a solution of these problems that perplex them. Much might be learned from the Old Testament in regard to the labor question and the relief of the poor. All right, this next one is God's plan for Israel. In God's plan for Israel, every family had a home on the land with sufficient ground for tilling. Thus were provided both the means and the incentive for a useful, industrious, and self-supporting life. And no devising of man has ever improved upon that plan. To the world's departure from its owing, to a large degree, the poverty and wretchedness that exist today. At the settlement of Israel in Canaan, the land was divided among the whole people, the Levites only as ministers of the sanctuary, being expected from the accepted from the equal distribution. The tribes were numbered by families, and to each family, according to its numbers, was apportioned an inheritance. And although one might for a time dispose of his possession, he could not permanently barter away the inheritance of his children. I believe they had a stipulation back then in regards to 7 years. After they gave their land or sold their land, it had to be back into the family within 7 years. When able to redeem his land, he was at liberty at any time to do so. Debts were remitted. Here it is. Debts were remitted every seventh year in the 50th or year of Jubilee. All land property reverted to the original owner. Okay, so 50 years, I would assume, would be back to the original owner. That way the family's secure. And, of course, the debts, I guess I was a little mixed up. The debts were remitted every 7 years. She goes on to say that the land shall not be sold forever was the Lord's direction. For the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me. And in all the land of your possession ye shall grant a redemption for the land. If thy brother be waxen poor, and hath sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. And if the man himself be able to redeem it, he may return unto his possession. But if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that hath bought it, until the year of Jubilee, Leviticus chapter 25, verses 23-28. You shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be as a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Verse 10. Thus every family was secured in its possession, and a safeguard was afforded against the extremes of either wealth or want. So you didn't have, worry wasn't an option. In other words, they wouldn't have to worry about losing everything. You know, because eventually it would come back to them. Well, I guess we started late. I apologize for that. The clock over here is dead. I guess it died last night at 11 o'clock. 11:30. So. We just fell out. How could we fall out? We're on the T1.